Each performer is unique. Not all performers need to open with rules. An illusionist might open with upbeat music and a voiceover. A comic magician might open with a humorous pre-recorded introduction. Some performers even use video footage to warm up the audience. With the stretch behind us, it's time to put on your backpack and take that first exciting, energetic step up the mountain. This is your first opening effect or story. This should be a strong one, however, not too strong. You see, your show should be similar to that mountain climb. As you move through the show, the level of energy rises toward the top of the mountain. If you begin with your biggest ta-da, then you have nowhere to go but down. And that's not good mountain climbing or good show business. You are traveling through your show toward the mountaintop. The top is the point in the show that you want the audience to remember. It's the apex of the show that everyone has been waiting for. For an illusionist, it might be the signature effect that was advertised all over the posters. For an educational children's magician, it might be the point when all the small messages form into one overall program lesson. For a motivational speaker, it might be the emotional story that creates an unforgettable memory in the minds of the audience. This is the mountaintop. If you don't have a mountaintop written into your show, then you probably are thinking, "Wow, I should do that." Well, yes, you should. A good show is like a good story or a movie. It has ups and downs, but it leads toward a climax or resolution. George M. Cohan is credited with saying, "A play has three acts. First act, get the hero up a tree. Second act, throw rocks at him. Third act, get the hero out of the tree." I love simple thinking, and that's simple. We're heading up that mountain throughout the show. The audience is building anticipation. Will he make it or fall on his face? Let's keep climbing. Once we reach the mountaintop, it's time for a calm walk back down. This could be the point in the show where we leave a nice heart tug with the audience. I prefer to leave the audience with an emotional ending. Illusionists often end with a rapid fire of illusions and dance numbers to generate that standing ovation. Because I've worked in professional tourist theater for several years, I know that theater shows always end with a patriotic number and they reveal the largest flag the show can find. The theory is simple. If the show itself doesn't bring the people to their feet, maybe the flag and patriotism will. Children's entertainers will either aim for an educational closing or a magic memory maker. My personality aims for the educational message simply because experience has taught me that teachers want to see that style of closing. And teachers are the ones who will hopefully get me hired again. But not just teachers, parents also like those little stories of positive virtues mixed into the show.